Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I'm in Greenville in Philadelphia, first day of the show, and I'm with Wanda Dunaway with Shaw Contract. Wanda, how you doing?
Great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. Good to be with you. So at Shaw, you're in charge of education and government markets, and I want to get into a couple questions since you are LEED AP accredited about LEED V4. Before we get into that, though, I haven't interviewed you before. How many years have you been with Shaw?
I've been with Shaw for 2 years.
All right. And where were you before that?
I was in the construction management world before. I worked for a couple of companies, Hardin Construction and Balfour Beatty Construction, in the 10 years before I came to Shaw.
And are you a Georgia-based employee?
I am. I'm based out of Cartersville, which is our contract headquarters for Shaw Contract Group.
All right, so let's talk about V4. Most people know that LEED certification is in its fourth version, which is just being released at Greenville this year. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about the changes to the certification and what both Shaw or any other floor covering company, what advantages this give them. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, if you would?
Well, where the largest changes that would be applicable to the flooring industry are involved is with the materials and resources credits. And the two topics that are really changing or are being more emphasized are material health and just environmental life cycle impact.
All right. So give me a little bit of detail around, you know, most everybody knows about EPDs and HPDs. Talk a little bit in more detail around how that affects these certifications.
Well, you're looking at a few credits. You've got MR Credit 2, and Materials and Resources is what MR stands for. And 2 is about design flexibility. That's about just within interior spaces being able to move and change things, reuse things if need be. So carpet tiles are a great option for that. Then you've got MR 3, and that covers like the impact that a product has in its manufacturing phase as far as, you know, where the material's coming from, are there recycled materials in the product, and that's where your EPDs come in. So the EPDs are basically reporting that life cycle cost for those. Then you've got MR4, that's about raw material sourcing. How you get that credit is your company needs to have a sustainability report, and definitely Shaw has one of those. And MR5 is where you get into your material health. So that's your HPDs, and you can qualify for that credit by either having an HPD, which is a health product declaration, which talks about the materials, that all the individual ingredients that are in your products, or you can be cradle to cradle certified, which is how actually we have both an HPD and our cradle to cradle certified.
All right, so basically there's 5 different levels you've talked about, and there's something in each one of them that relates to floor covering.
Right, and the way to think about this is sometimes I'll hear that, well, our product is LEED certified. Well, that can't happen. There aren't LEED certified products. There are LEED certified projects. There are LEED accredited people, and there's LEED certified projects. And what happens with us, our products contribute to these LEED points. So each of those that I just talked about, the different credits, you have to get a certain amount of percentage of your products that go into your building that have either, you know, an EPD that we talked about, or an HPD, or cradle to cradle certified, or have recycled content. And when you add all of those together, a certain percentage gets you the point.
All right, so was Shaw Contract happy when V4 came out? Are you pleased with the way it helps to give you an advantage?
Well, I think that we were pleased that it's putting emphasis on material health, because that's something that we have put an emphasis on over the years, and so it's good to see it going that way. We thought it would, and it was good to see V4 come out with that.
You know, most people know that Shaw Contract in the flooring world is one of the biggest players, especially on the soft surface side. Were you guys in the kitchen as they were working through some of these changes?
We definitely have. I know we've given comments, and we work with USGBC as a leading manufacturer on pretty much probably all the versions that have happened through the years.
All right, great. Well, thanks for that background. Let me just ask you a couple more quick questions. I know this is the first day of the show, actually in the morning, and you guys have a space here right in the center of the floor. Who do you expect to meet with here at Greenville?
You know, there'll be a lot of different people, and even so far this morning, we've had designers, we've had architects, we've had partners with us, we've had end users. You know, that's been the majority. We've had great traffic today. We've been extremely pleased so far. We're expecting even more later on, we'll have William McDonough in our booth from 4:30 to 5:30 today. He'll be signing books. So,
great. Well, Wanda, I really appreciate the update. Again, we've been talking to Wanda Dunaway, who's Director of Education and Government Markets for Shaw Contract Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.